Today we'll be doing Sivzai in the Shulchan Aruch tells us Suffik and Soa Babayas. If there's a Suffik, whether there's feces in the house, Mutter Likros, one is permitted to read Shema. The Cheskas Bayas She'in Vatsoa, the assumption is that the house likely does not have feces. Suffik and Soa Ba'ashba Aser, Mishum, the Cheskas Ashba She'ish Vatsoa. Whereas if there's a Suffik, whether there's feces in the trash, the assumption is that there probably is feces there, therefore you would not be allowed to recite Shema in front of that garbage. Avos Sfik Miraglayim, Afilu Ba'ashba Mutter, Mishum. However, if the suffix is whether there's urine even in the trash, then there is no isser to recite Shema. The only isser when it comes to urine of reciting Shema is in front of an active flow, an active stream of urine, and even after it falls on the ground, there still is an isser to Rabbanan, but because this is a situation of suffix, the Rabbanan were not gozer. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chav Beis tells us, Mutter Likros, Vehicha de Matzat So, the Inu Yudea im Hutsoas Klovim, Ushahar Beim of the Chayo Tsoas Adam. If you found feces and you're not sure if it's animal feces or human feces, Dasa Magen Avram, the Azlinam Bazeb Basara Matsui, the Mitsuyan Tinokos Yoser Miklovim Mafilu Babayas Asser, the Huvahua the Nipcha Bashba, the Mitsuyan Klovim Yoser Talina the Huviklovim Lahakil. Magen Avram says it depends on the norm. So if there are more babies running around in this area, even if you're inside of the house, the assumption is that this is from a baby and therefore it's a problem. And whereas if there are more dogs, so even if it's in the garbage, the assumption is that this is from a dog and therefore it's probably mutter. This is provided that you checked the trash and all you found was this feces. The ilavachi, for if not, hello, I'm Rina. This time, Ashba Chazaka Sheyesh Batsoa. The regularly he punos Sham. Mechim Pasku Acharonim Kehamagin Avram. The assumption is that if I didn't check the trash, the assumption is there probably is feces there because people used to defecate by the trash can area. The Cheskas Bayis in Matzvi Sham Ktanim Tzarech Livdok. If there are a lot of little kids around, then you have to check the house to ensure that there's no feces anywhere. The Cheskas Ashba Lav Chazaka Gemura. The Imkain Afilu Bemeraglayim Haya Aser. It's not a complete Chazaka that there's always going to be feces by the trash, because if that were true, then even urine should be problematic. Ella wrote Lomar, Shaderach Lihi Matsi Sham Tso. It's normal to find feces there. Alkin Aseracha Yivduk. Acharkach Matsosi Shakin Kasa Bilavush. In other words, therefore, it's going to be problematic unless you actually inspect the trash to see what's there. Sfeik Miraglaim, the Imhu Yodea Shahaya Khan Miraglaim. If you know for a fact that there's urine there, even a stopping Gamhita Lasocha Revias Maya Michayotsebo. But the suffix is whether the urine was diluted with the Revias of water. Kasava Chayodam, the Chavan de Ischaziki Suraz Linan Lechumra Filu Bimoso Durabana. And since there's already been an established chazaka, we know that there's an isser here, albeit an isser derabanan, and the only suffix is whether the isser has gone away, whether it's been diluted with water, therefore we have to be machmir. But if it's a shasar chak where the alternate solution is that you're not going to say Shema or Davin Shmona Esrei, yuchal lismoch al poskim the afilu bazaz lina lekula b'milso derabanan, then you can rely on those poskim who are lenient in this case because we're only dealing with a mitzvah derabanan. If him era lo kazebet soa, if this occurs when regarding feces, dainu shehu yodeya shehaya kan soa babayis in a stopik in pinuhu, you knew that there was feces in the house at some point, and you just don't know if the feces was cleared out. One is not permitted to say Shema and to daven Shmona Esrei until you clarify whether the feces was removed, because you're dealing with a potential problem midoraisa. Afilu ba'ashpa. You've inspected in the garbage. There's no other feces there. There's also no pungent odor. If there's a pungent odor emanating from the trash, so then it doesn't matter that there's anything. Even if there's no feces there, it's still a problem to recite Shema in front of the trash. The Mishnah Berurah said some machlokes regarding when if a person is urinating, but it's not a real flow; it's like a little, it's drips of urine. Whether that qualifies as a problematic in terms of reciting Shema and Shmona Esrei in front of it. We'll stop here for now. We'll pick up a Sivches tomorrow.